This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's going to storm battered Fort Myers, Florida today, where he'll meet with residents, small business owners, and Republican governor and critic Ron DeSantis. The AP's Sagar Magani.
As the president put it Monday in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, the time now is for unity.
We show up when we're needed.
He and the First Lady will be in Fort Myers. DeSantis says he appreciates that the Biden administration approved an emergency declaration for Florida even before Ian struck.
That was huge because everyone was full steam ahead.
But in a briefing yesterday on WZVN, stopped short of committing too much time with the president.
I know I'm going to have a briefing with him, and we are going to meet.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran is reporting that an 85-year-old Iranian-American held there left the country this morning for Oman. Bakir Namazi is a former UNICEF official who was put under house arrest for medical reasons in 2018 and prevented from leaving Iran. President Putin's now officially made four regions of Ukraine part of Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
President Vladimir Putin has signed laws absorbing four Ukrainian regions into Russia, a move that finalizes the annexation carried out in defiance of international law. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In California, a man suspected of kidnapping a family, including an 8-month-old baby, is hospitalized in critical condition after trying to kill himself. This is according to authorities in Merced County. The family is still missing. Today, Texas plans to execute a man who killed a convenience store clerk in 2004. This is AP News. Denny Capp reports now on the Yankees' Aaron Judge's big moment.
Aaron Judge breaks the American League single-season record with his 62nd home run as the Yankees fall to the Rangers 3-2 and split a doubleheader. Judge led off Game 2 with the historic shot that reached the first row of seating beyond the left field wall. His 62nd homer of the season gives him the record previously held by Roger Maris.
It's a big relief. You know, I think everybody can finally sit down in their seats and watch the ball game. You know, it's been a fun ride so far.
Yankee starter Gerrit Cole suffered the loss in Game 2, but Cole struck out 9 batters to pass Ron Guidry and set a new franchise record with 257 strikeouts in a single season. I'm Denny Capp.
The New York Times says Amazon's freezing hiring on the corporate side of its retail business for the rest of the year. It's just the latest company to pause hiring. There are growing concerns that we may be going into a recession in this country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.